to number one. Oh, worship the King. We'll sing the first, second, and the last stanzas. Number one. Oh, worship the King. Church, Lord, this morning, Lord, I pray and ask that you would be with us in our service, Lord, and bless your word as it's preached, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be attentive, to open our hearts, meet the needs, Lord, and we'll thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Be seated. Let's turn to our second song, 268. How firm a foundation. 268.
Oh,
never. All right, let's sing one more song. Now, let's 347. 347. True scholar, a scientist, a Christian of all things, speaks very well. He's not radical. He doesn't get hyper at every single issue, but he was talking about AI. Have you heard about this thing about AI? It's everywhere. It is dominating the culture, and the conversation, the debate, or the interview really was about AI and its influence, and this man was saying that AI is everywhere, tracking people. He says everyone who has a phone, you've essentially lost your privacy through AI. And he says there is control behind everything. And he wasn't naming politicians, he wasn't naming any political party, but he was saying that through the phone and through technology, through this AI, you can, although AI could be very beneficial with medicine and science, but it is also potentially very, very insidious. You can track people. You cannot hide anymore. Well, when he said that, I thought about one thing, which I think you should think of as well, or you should think about when you see these things coming into play. In the tribulation, you'll have the Antichrist, you'll have those who are cohorts with him, you'll have him trying to find Christians and God's people. It'd be very difficult to find those who are Christians in the tribulation. Those who got saved after the rapture, it's very difficult to not be
be found because of AI. Right now they have an AI robot, a female robot, and she is able to communicate with some person like you. Answering questions, making proposals, talking as if it's a real conversation, but it's a robot. It blinks, it smiles, the hair looks like real hair. It's just like a real person, but obviously a robot. Anyway, all these things are in play, which would never have been possible. It seems like 30, 40, maybe 50 years ago. It all makes us think about when the Lord comes back soon. And so the song says, are you troubled at the thought of dying? Well, are you troubled at the thought of what's going on with AI and other technologies? Do not be troubled. If you know Christ as your Savior, everything is good. Everything is good. Now, it so happens that the theme that Nathan preached about is about realities of politics. I don't know what it's going to be about, but it is about the Christian. You have no fear of death. You have no fear of the future. Our responsibility is to follow Christ day by day and do what you can and be what you ought to be for Christ. And the Lord's going to take care of you when the Lord comes back. Come up hither. We're going to be raptured. Those of us who are saved are going to be raptured. And we will miss the entire tribulation. That's good to know. We'll miss the tribulation. All these things that AI may provide for the Antichrist, we're not going to be worried about that because we're not going to be here. So that's a great blessing to know Christ as your Savior. We're glad you're in church today. We have some things that's coming up next week, Saturday, 2 o'clock to 6. We'll have a youth activity. It'll be a good spiritual time besides a fun time. And we're glad to see some folk who are back in church after being sick a little bit. And Andy and Rita have to go back because he's getting kind of tired. And good to see Luke and Emily back in church. They're over the stuff. And then, Frank has a birthday on the 19th. Sam has a birthday on the 25th. Abigail's out to sea with the Navy. I think she just likes to be seasick, actually. Jim has gone to Florida to see his father, who has an 80th birthday. And then Mary is down with COVID. And so she's taking it pretty hard, so do pray for these folks, and especially those who are sick. All right, pray for Francis. He'll be on the lookout for some new mic system. Last week, Kayla was singing, and we couldn't hear her. Not because she wasn't singing as loud as she could, but she was. Kayla's as quiet as a mouse when she sings. And she sings so quiet like that, we can't hear her pretty voice because the mic does not pick her up as well as it could. And so we're looking for something that's better. And so, now when I sing, you don't want the mic on when I sing. As I grew older, it has diminished. Not that I ever could sing well, but I used to sing with my wife, believe it or not. And I could not sing by myself, but I was forced to when I was a young Christian. It was very embarrassing. And can I tell you a story?
Sure.
Quick story. Back in my home church, a long time ago, in the early 70s, mid-70s, some dignitaries were coming from the mainland, some people from the mission agency and the pastor of the church. He wanted to highlight the locals, and so he had me sing. I said, I don't know how to sing. And they played a song, and I could carry the melody, I thought. And then in the back, the baptistry behind me, there was some construction, 2x4s and some plywood, and it was just hanging around behind me. And I was singing and something like that, and then all of a sudden when I stopped, or was there someone else who stopped, the thing collapsed. The lumber fell to the ground. But anyway, so I'm glad that we're going to get something better to pick up for those who sing and can't sing. Now, I'm going to threaten you. I'm going to sing with her sometime, maybe with a quartet, because I can hide. I can disguise myself. But solo, forget it. The idea is, if you cannot sing, don't try. I mean, sing in a congregational, that's fine, but make a joyful noise. But don't come up and sing and try to sing when you cannot, really. Don't embarrass me, don't embarrass yourself. So I would never sing a solo, but I might sing with you again. In fact, I might do it right now. You ready? No, we will not do that. We got to see in church today, and I think Hannah's parents are on the way to the airport. And so pray for them. They've been here for a good while, several weeks, and they got to do a lot of work at Mike and Hannah's house, a lot of painting and all kind of stuff. And he's quite the handyman, so that was good for them to be here. Good to see them again. All right, let me see. There is one? That's right. It says Francis. He's going to do a special. Is that right? After this, Nathan's going to do a message. It's going to be bilingual. So if you don't know what's going on in the Chinese room, you get a taste of that now. And so that'd be a blessing to you. All right. Francis? Are you Francis?
Yes.
Okay, Francis.
Romans 5, 8. But God commanded his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. There are songs, a lot of songs that are written about the redemption work that Christ did for us on the cross. And here's one of my favorite, 10,000 Angels. I'm not going to sing it. I was thinking maybe I'm going to ask Pastor to sing solo and I'll play the harmonica.
Thank you.
Good morning. Open your Bibles to Mark chapter 3. And wasn't expecting to preach here this morning and in this service. 昨天我还没想到我今天在这里可以给你们讲到. But yesterday our pastor had a fall and hurt his eye, and he can't read very well. So he asked me to preach this morning. 昨天, 大陈牧师摔倒了，他碰到了他的那个，怎么说这个就是眼毛嘛，然后他今天展不开他的眼睛，所以他说，希望今天可以替他讲到。Mark chapter 3, and we have been looking at Mark chapter 3 in the Chinese service for a few weeks. 在我们中文聚会，我们 这几个星期学习马可福音第三章, and most of you, of course, have not heard any of this. So I'm going to back up a little bit and preach a little bit of what I've preached already. So some of you that heard that, that's why we're doing this. 我们在这里大部分人没有听见最近讲的讲到，所以你们已经听到了。 朋友们就可以知道我为什么再次讲解这些经文。 And then I want to get into what's on the board, some realities of following Christ, 然后我要给你们讲解一些有关跟随基督的现实。 Mark chapter 3 and verse 13, 马可福音第三章第十三节。 And he goeth up into a mountain, and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and have power to heal sicknesses, and to cast out devils. 马可福音第三章第十三到十五节，耶稣上了山，所以这是意思，叫人来，他们便来到他那里，他就设立十二个人。 要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道，给并给他们权柄医治赶鬼。Let's pray. 那么祷告。 Father, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the opportunity to study today and to worship you together today. 天上的父，我真的感谢你，今天我们可以来到这里。 可以学习你的话语，可以一起敬拜你。 Thank you, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, who died for our sins and rose from the dead. 我们为主耶稣基督的独生子很感恩，感谢你，因为他在十字架上为我们的罪死了，第三天复活了。We thank you, Father, for the Word of God, which is perfect and pure. 感谢你赐给我们的话语，就是完美的话语，纯净的话语。 And we thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit who guides us into all truth. 我们感谢你赐给我们圣灵，他真的带领我们能够意识到真理。 Father, we thank you for these people, and we ask for your blessing upon everyone who's here today and everyone who's listening. 天上的父，真的感谢你，这些人能够聚集，我请你祝福他们每一个人，也祝福每一位收听。 今天所讲的话语，We ask you glorify Jesus today and bless your people and feed your sheep. 我求你高举主耶稣的名，我求你牧养你的羊群。Thank you for hearing us and loving us. 感谢你爱我们，感谢你垂听孩子的祷告。We pray in the name of Jesus, O Lord. 我们奉我们救主耶稣的名祷告。Amen. Mark chapter 3 and verse 13, the Bible tells us that Jesus went up into a mountain. 第十三节告诉我们耶稣上了山。 And what did he do there? What did he do there? Mark doesn't tell us, but Luke does. 马可福音没有告诉我们耶稣在山上的时候做什么，但是路加记录了这个事情。 And that is that Jesus spent all night in prayer to God. 就是主耶稣基督上了山的时候，他整夜祷告了神。 He enjoyed communion with his Father. 他享受。 他自己与父神交通相交 And so that's what he did. And then in the next morning, the Bible says, and calleth unto him whom he would. 第十三节说, 他随自己的意思叫人来, now, it was his prerogative, it was his right to call whomever he would. They did not choose themselves, he chose the 12 apostles. 主耶稣基督拣选了他呼召他们来到他那里就是他的权柄他的权利而不是他们他没有拣选自己来到耶稣那里而是耶稣拣选那十二个人 But notice this, verse 13 says, And they came unto him. 第十三节说他们便来到他那里 There is divine sovereignty and human responsibility together. 有主权,就是神的主权,还有人的责任都在一起. And they must always work together for God's will to be accomplished. 我们希望神的旨意能够成就,必须有这两个部分,或者应该说这两个因素。 Now look at verse 14, and he ordained 12. That. So he called the 12, he ordained the 12, he set them up, and he said, here is why I am ordaining you. He ordained the 12. That. And then he gives three reasons why he ordained them. Or the Bible gives us three reasons that he ordained them. 第十四节说,他就设立十二个人. Yeah. Yeah. 他们常和他... 和自己等等，你看他说呀，这个字很重要呀。他为什么设立他们？为什么呼召他们？为什么拣选这十二个人来到他那里跟随他为他的使徒呢？他要他们行三件事情。Number one, that they should be with him. 要他们常和自己同在。Jesus wanted these 12 men to spend time with Him. 耶稣要这十二个人和他一起花时间. Now you and I don't have the office of apostle. 你和我没有这个职分就是使徒的职分. But is there a lesson for you and me in this? 但是在这里我们可以从这个学习功课吗? Absolutely. Absolutely. 实在有功课. The Lord Jesus Christ wants you and me to spend time with Him. 主耶稣基督希望你我可以和他一起花时间. He wanted them to be with him. 他要他们常和自己同在. And then it says, and that he might send them forth to preach. 然后他说也要差他们去传道. Now notice the order here. 请注意这个怎么说? I always forget this word in Chinese. 中文这个词我一直忘记. 次序,这个次序很重要. Number one, to be with him. Number two, go preach for him. You see the difference? You see the order? 第一,和他同在. 第二,出去为他传道. So, Jesus wanted them to spend time with him before talking to other people about him. 所以呢，主耶稣要他的使徒们先和他在一起，然后给别人讲解他的事，他的真理. We make a mistake when we emphasize so much speaking for Jesus or witnessing for Jesus, but forget spending time with Jesus ourselves. 如果我们忘记 强调或者注重我们自己和耶稣同在，但是一直注重我们为主耶稣做见证，这个不对，这个不对。We must spend time with Jesus, and we must speak for Him. 我们必须和耶稣一起，在一起，还有我们要。 为他做见证。Now this is not saying you choose one or the other. 这个不是说我们要选择一个，这个还是那个呢？No, it's not like that. What this is saying is we must have both, but this comes first. 我认为他的意思是，我们必须有这两个 这两件事情, 但是, 这个就是第一个, the first part is you spend time with Jesus. The second part is that you speak for Jesus. 第一, 我们和耶稣同在。 第二, 我们为耶稣, 就是, 可以说, 我们为耶稣的代言人, 我们为他说话。 And then he said the third reason in verse 15. 第十五节, 他告诉我们第三个原因, the third reason that he ordained them, he called them. 就是主耶稣基督呼召他们设立他们为使徒的第三个原因, verse 15, and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. 第十五节, 并给他们权柄医病赶鬼. Now, he gave them this authority. See that? He gave them this authority. 主耶稣交给这样的权柄, 他把这样的权柄赐给他们。 Now, why would I emphasize that word, them? 为什么强调这个他们? Did he give you and I this, you and me this authority? 他有没有把这样的权柄赐给我们吗? 我们你我? I don't think so. 我认为他没有把这样的权柄赐给我们。 Now, I believe he wants us to spend time with him. 我相信他要我们和他同在。 I believe he wants us to speak for him, to others. 我相信他要我们。 给别人分享或者给别人讲解他的真理。 But I think it's clear from 1 Corinthians that and the book of Acts that these were special gifts given to the apostles, to the 12 apostles that we don't have today. 我认为我们学习哥林多前书啊，还有使徒行传啊，我们会发现。 主耶稣借着圣灵把这样的恩赐赐给他的十二个使徒们，而不是我们。And why did he give it to them? 为什么把这样的权柄赐给他们呢? He gave them this authority to do these things to validate what they were saying to Jewish listeners. 他让他们能够在犹太 犹太人就是那个听众，就是犹太人，而且他们需要这样的神迹和奇迹，就是他让他们能够证明他们所讲的就是真理。Because according to 1 Corinthians, the Jews require what? A sign. 为什么呢? 因为哥林多前书告诉我们, 犹太人需要这样的喜气, And so, notice this. He wanted them to spend time with them, he wanted them to spend time with him, and that enabled them to preach for him. 请注意啊, 他要他们先和他在一起, 他们就能够为他说话, 为他讲道。 He gave them special authority to do special miracles to validate what they said. 他把这样的特别的就是特殊恩赐的权利让他们能够证明他们所讲的是真话是真理. You see what I think he's emphasizing here? 你看他强调他注重什么? He's emphasizing the preaching of his word. 他注重主耶稣注重 人讲解传扬他的话语. Now he chose the 12, and now it gives us the names in verses 16 through 19. It gives us the names. 第十六到十九节，他告诉我们他们的名字. And I think we're pretty familiar with the first three. 我认为我们对头三个人比较熟悉. Verse 16 says, and Simon, he's surnamed Peter. Who doesn't know Peter? Simon, he's surnamed Peter. 第十六节，其中有西门，耶稣又给他起名叫彼得。我想问，谁不知道彼得是谁？我们都知道彼得。 In verse 17, and James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James, and he surnamed them Boanerges, which is the sons of thunder, 第十七节, 还有西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，又给这两个人起名叫班尼奇，就是雷子的意思。 Now we know James and John. We know that they're part of the Lord Jesus, his close friends, the three, Peter, James, and John. 我们知道雅各、约翰是耶稣的亲密的朋友。 还有彼得，他们三个就是主耶稣的很亲密的朋友们。 And the Lord Jesus Christ allowed them to see special miracles, and he allowed them to be with him at very special events. 主耶稣让他们三个人能够见到他行一些特别就是神迹，还有和他在一起就是他经历一些特别事情的时候，他们在一起，他们和他在一起。 We know about them. 我们知道他们三个人。 But we're not very familiar, I think, with the rest. 我认为剩下的人就是其他就是九位，我们对他们不太熟悉。 We know verse 19, Judas is scary. 我们知道加略人犹大, because he was the one that betrayed Jesus. He sold him out. 我们知道他就是那位出卖耶稣的。 But verse 18, all the others, what do we know about them? 其他的那个九位，我们对他们熟悉吗？ Let's look at these in verse 18. 咱们来看第十八节吧，看这些人。 And Andrew. 第十八节说，又有安德烈。 3 weeks ago, I preached an entire sermon on these two words, and Andrew. 三个星期前，我。 一篇讲到只有讲解这句话，又有安德烈。 Well, who knows about Andrew? 谁对安德烈很熟悉吗？ Andrew was the one, according to the Gospel of John, who found his brother Simon and brought him to Jesus. 安德烈就是那位找到他的兄弟彼得。 带他到耶稣，他就是那个人。 According to John chapter 1, 按照约翰福音第一章。 In fact, in the Gospel of John, we see Andrew two different times. 而且我们在约翰福音里面，我们两次遇见或者见到约安德烈。 And both times, guess what he does? 这两次他做什么？ He brings someone to Jesus. 他带领别人带到耶稣那里。The first was his own brother. 第一个就是他的兄弟西门彼得。 And the second was the little lad who brought his lunch to Jesus. His 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Andrew brought him to Jesus. 第二个人就是安德烈所带到耶稣的第二个人就是那个小男孩。 他和耶稣分享他的午饭，就是五块饼，不是饼，sorry，五块饼，还有两条鱼。And then Jesus used that to feed how many people? 然后耶稣是用这小小的东西给多少人吃饭呢？ Who knows? Who knows? 谁知道多少? How many? How many people did he feed? How many people ate that day? 那一天有多少人吃饭呢? And not only ate, but they ate till they were full. 他们不但吃饭，他们也吃饱了。 How many? 多少呢? 5,000 men, right? 5,000 男人. And then in one of the Gospels it says, besides women and children, 还有另一个福音书, 说还有女人孩子，so there could have been 10,000, 15,000，可能有10,000或者15,000人。 What a miracle! 很大的神迹啊! And all because Andrew said to Jesus, Lord, there's a little lad here. And he has 5 loaves and 2 fishes. 因为安德烈说,主啊, 在这里有一个小男孩, 他只有, 五块饼, 两条鱼。 And the Lord said what? Bring them hither to me. 然后主耶稣说了什么? 来到我这里吧, 交给我吧。 And he took that small thing and he took care of a lot of people. 主耶稣拿了那个小小的东西, 微小的东西, 让很多人吃饱。 Andrew brought that boy to Jesus. Andalia 带那个小男孩到耶稣那里。 That's who Andrew was. Ed Andrew. But who knows about Andrew?
也就是安德烈,
又有安德烈, 但安德烈是谁呢? 谁对安德烈很熟悉呢? Maybe you're not familiar with Andrew. 也许你对安德烈不太熟悉, but that does not mean that he was unimportant. 但是这个事实不是说他不怎么重要。 Jesus personally handpicked this man to be one of his apostles. 主耶稣基督亲自拣选这个人为他的使徒。 Jesus chose him. 耶稣拣选。 So what if nobody knows who it was? 大家都不认识他。 重要吗? Jesus knew who he was. 耶稣对他很熟悉啊。 耶稣认识他, and that was enough. 就够。 We never see Andrew complaining, oh, my brother Simon, I'm the one who brought him to Jesus. Why does Simon get all the attention? My brother Simon. 我们在圣经里面没有看到安德烈这样说话, 人为什么都知道西门呢? 不是我带他到耶稣那里呢? You never see that. 没有见到安德烈这样说话, not a jealous bone in his body. 他没有嫉妒西门。 Following Christ might mean being unknown. Following Christ might mean being unknown. 你跟随耶稣的话，你就可能鲜为人知。 But that's okay. That's okay. 但是这个没问题。
Look again at Mark chapter 3, verse 18. 再次看马可福音第三章第十八节, and Andrew and Philip and Bartholomew and Matthew and Thomas and James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus and Simon the Canaanite. 第十八节又有安德烈、腓利、巴多罗买、马太、多马、亚勒斐的儿子雅各和 达泰并迦南人西门。 What do we know about these men? 我们对这些人知道什么细节吗? Maybe not very much. 也许我们不知道很多事情。 Have you ever thought about what happened to these men after the Lord called them? 你有没有思考过 主耶稣基督呼召他们以后, 他们就怎么做了什么? There is a tradition, not very clear history after the Bible about what happened to some of these men. 圣经写完以后, 有一些传统告诉我们这些人, 做了什么事情, 而且, 他们 经历什么事情? Two of them we know from Scripture how they died. 圣经告诉我们,
其中两个怎么去学？ Three of them, excuse me, 三个。But the rest, the Bible doesn't tell us. 其他的圣经没有告诉我们。But there is tradition that has tells us ideas of how they die. 但是有一些传统告诉我们他们怎么去学。Now listen to how they die. I want you to think about how they die. Now, okay, I'm sorry. We come to church and I'm going to tell you how 12 men died, okay? 不好意思，今天来到教会要听到12个人怎么去世。Simon Peter, we know from Scripture that he would be crucified. The Lord says that in the end of John. Simon Peter, 他被钉在十字架上。这个就是主耶稣基督在约翰福音的那个最后一章所告诉彼得的事情。He was crucified, 被钉在十字架上。And then we come to James, the son of Zebedee. 然后我们来到这个西比泰的儿子雅各。He, according to Acts chapter 12, was killed with the sword. 使徒行传第十二章第一到二节告诉我们他被刀杀了。John, the brother of James, 雅各的兄弟约翰 he died of old age. 他一年了而去世。And he's probably the only one who died of old age. 而且他很可能唯一的就是其中的唯一的一年了而去世。Andrew was probably crucified. 安德烈很可能被钉在十字架上。Philip was, there's different ideas about how he died. 腓力有一些不同的关于他怎么去世。Some say he was crucified. Some say he was stoned. Some say he was beheaded.And some say possibly old age. 有些人说他被钉在十字架上。有人说他被石头砸死。有人说他受斩首。还有人说他也一年了而去世的。Bartholomew possibly was beaten, then crucified,And then beheaded. 有人说，波多罗买，他很可能，就是被打了，然后钉在十字架上，然后，怎么说，斩首的。Matthew, possibly, very similar, burned, or stoned, or beheaded.马太，很可能，烧死了，被烧死了，被石头砸死，或者斩首。Thomas, 多马 ，some say that he was killed by a spear or spears。有人说，有人用枪杀了他。And he, according to tradition, died in India, preaching in India. 传统说他在印度传道。Number nine, James, the son of Alphaeus. 第九就是亚勒腓的儿子雅各。He was possibly clubbed and then crucified or perhaps stoned. 雅各可能被棍棒打死，或者钉在十字架上，或者被石头砸死。Thaddeus killed with an axe. 打太，有人用斧头杀了他。Simon the Zealot. Tradition is unclear how he died, but possibly martyred. But very possibly martyred. I'm trying to martyr our sound system.Try that again, that made me jump. Simon the Zealot, possibly martyred. 迦南人西门传统上不清楚他是如何死的，但是很可能殉难。Do you see a pattern? Do you see common ground and how these men die? 共同的就是这些人怎么死呢? Most of these men gave their lives. Why? 这些人大部分人他们舍己或者应该说他们为殉难者 Here's why. Because they would not refuse. Because they refused to deny that Jesus Christ had risen from the dead, that they had seen him resurrected. 因为他们为什么愿意为殉难者呢? 因为他们拒绝否认他们亲眼见到复活的耶稣。 Now, people can criticize the New Testament, criticize the Bible, and say that we have no reason to believe that it's true.
有人可以批评圣经，可以说我没有原因应该相信圣经。
But when I think about this, these men died for something that they believed to be true. 只是为他们所相信的事情。 That makes me think they weren't making this up. That makes me think who they said they saw, they really did see. 我们这样可以明白这个事情。 他们说他们看见的那位真的复活。 Now, I want to ask you this. How did the gospel enable them to endure such things, such suffering? 我想问大家，福音怎么使那些人可以忍受那么大的痛苦呢？ Because that's really the question we ought to ask about anything. 我们应该对每一件事情提出这样的问题。 How does the gospel relate to this question or this problem? 福音和这件事情或者这个问题有什么关系? How did the gospel enable those men to endure that kind of suffering? 福音 怎么使那些人可以忍受那么大的痛苦呢? Well, first of all, they believed the gospel, and so they were willing to die for it. 第一，因为他们相信福音，所以他们愿意为福音而死。 They refused to deny that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. 他们拒绝否认耶稣基督从死里复活的。 Number two, the gospel gave them hope. 第二，福音给他们盼望。 And that hope that the gospel gave them was greater than the fear of suffering and death. 而且，福音所带给他们的盼望，比他们怕痛苦死亡强大。 What is greater than the fear of death? What is greater than the fear of suffering? 有什么事情比怕死或者怕痛苦更大呢? The hope that the gospel gives. 福音所带给我们的盼望。 If you follow the Lord Jesus Christ, God does not promise you an easy and smooth life. 你跟随耶稣基督的话, 神并没有承诺你要过无忧无虑的生活，很顺利的生活。Philippians chapter 1 verse 29, For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. 腓立比书第一章29节，这因基督已经给了你们。 使你们不但信他, 要为他受。 In John 16:13, the Lord Jesus promised us. 在约翰福音十六章三十三节，耶稣这样交给我们应许。These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. 约翰福音十六章三十三节，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。 Throughout the past 2,000 years, most Christians have suffered trouble for their faith. 这两千年来，大多数基督徒都为他们的信仰受痛苦，或者应该说，所以困境。 And why should we expect that to change now? 我们为什么认为这是在跟之前的基督徒的生活不一样？ In 2021, there was a church in Edmonton, Canada that experienced a little bit of this. 2021年，加拿大埃德蒙顿的一家教会经历这样的事情。 Church is called Grace Life Church， 教会叫恩典生命教会。 And they did not adhere to rules about wearing masks or keeping distances， 他没有遵守戴口罩或保持距离的规定。 And they also ignored a closure order， 他们也无视关闭令。 The police put up metal fencing around their church building， 警察在教堂周围设置了铁丝网。 And the church continued to meet， 教会坚持，或者可以说他们坚持聚会。And when they continued to meet, the police arrested the church's pastor. 当教会继续聚会时，警察逮捕了教会的牧师。Pastor spent 35 days in jail. 牧师在监狱里待了35天。And if I remember correctly, he had, I think, 7 or 8 children. 如果我记住的没有错，好像他们那个牧师有七或者八个孩子。Now, compared to what our Christian forebears who beheaded or stoned, this might seem minor. 与我们基督祖先所受的痛苦，就是被砸死或者被石头杀的，这个可能这似乎不足道。 But it's hard to believe that in a supposedly free country like Canada, right next door to the United States, such a thing can happen. 但我觉得这个很难以相信，在加拿大这样就一个所谓自由国家，就是美国的，可以说美国的邻居里面，可以发生这样的事情。 But it has, it has happened. 但是它却发生了。We shouldn't think that we are immune to trouble. 我们不要以为我们不会遇到痛苦或者灾难，不是灾难，就是麻烦。 If you decide to follow Jesus, you've got to make up your mind. That you make up your mind in advance that trouble is going to come to you somehow. For your faith. Not in spite of your faith, but for your faith in Jesus. 如果你决定我要跟随耶稣的话, 就要提前下定决心, 我会忍受麻烦。 并不是说, 虽然我相信耶稣, 而是因为我相信耶稣。
But again, John 16:33, in the world, ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. 约翰福音十六章三十三节, 主耶稣对他的使徒们说,
在世上, 你们有苦难, 但你们可以放心, 我已经胜了世界。 How will the gospel help you when you face trouble for your faith? 那么面对因你信仰所受的麻烦, 福音就怎么帮助你? How will the gospel uphold you? 福音就怎么扶持你的信心呢?
Got to realize what the apostles realized.
Our Lord has already conquered death. 我们的主耶稣基督已经胜了，胜过死亡。 He's already overcome the world. 他已经胜了世界。 And even though in this lifetime we experience trouble and experience what he called tribulation, he wins. He wins. Ultimately, he wins. And if you're with him, you will. 虽然在这个世界上我们会有苦难，但是他说他已经胜了世界。所以呢，最后我们知道，可以说他 赢了，他赢了。而且如果我们和他在一起的话，我们也赢了。
Like someone said, I have read the end of the book, and we win.
有基督徒常说，我已经读完了圣经的最后一个部分，而且发现我们赢了。Following
Christ, following Christ probably means that you are going to be unknown.
你跟随耶稣的话，你就很可能鲜为人知。 You follow Christ, and probably you're going to suffer some trouble for his name. 如果你跟随耶稣的话，你就很可能为他的名受痛苦。 And one more thing very quickly, one more truth very quickly from this passage. 我们从这段经文所学习的真理，还有一个真理啊。 Following Christ often means experiencing inconvenience. Inconvenience. 你跟随耶稣的话，你就很可能，你就不是可能，就是必定经历不变。
Look at Mark chapter 3 again and verse 20.
马可福音第三章第二十节, and the multitude cometh together again, so that they could not so much as eat bread. They couldn't even eat. 二十节，众人又聚集，甚至他们连饭也顾不得吃。Now some of us men can think, man, I can suffer tribulation, I can suffer trouble. 我们有一些弟兄们，我们很可能觉得哇，受痛苦我可以忍受。
But don't have time to eat. 但是没有时间吃饭。
Oh, I can't have that. 我受不了了。
You know, it's funny how our children are like a mirror to us.
我认为这个很有意思。我们的孩子们很像一张镜子。我们的镜子。 they say things that my first response is, why would he say that? 有时候他们说话, 我认为我就想为什么说这样的话, or they do something, and I think, why would he do that? 他心里在想为什么, and then right away I also think, that's just like me. That's just like me. 然后我就想哇这很像我啊。 Say the kinds of things that I say, do the kinds of things that I do. 他们所说的，他们所行的， 跟他们的爸爸一样。
Every time, one of the kids goes with me to spend a few hours out, Costco or wherever, or go to a park, whatever, go on a hike, whatever.
无论我们做什么，可能是 去 买东西 或者买菜 或者去公园玩什么，他们都说这样的话。
You know what it is they ask about?
想知道他们问我什么？ Daddy, not the big boys. The big boys, they just look at me like this. 大孩子，大儿子，他们没有。 他们俩，他们没有说他们这个想吃的东西。 The little boys say, Daddy, what are we going to eat? 小男孩他们说，爸，我们吃什么？爸，我们吃什么？ Or they get a snack down from the cabinet and they say, Daddy, can we have this? 或者他们拿一个小食品说，爸爸，我们可以吃这个吗？ I say, we just had breakfast. 我说我们刚才吃了早餐啊。 We come to church every Sunday. Every Sunday. 每一个星期日。 One of my boys, two of them.
两个男孩，每一次说这句话。
Daddy, can I see what's in the box? Or can I have one? 爸爸，箱子里面我可以看看吗？ 或者我可以吃吗？
Said, no, got too much sugar for you.
我可以啊，白砂糖太多了，对你身体不好啊。 And they inevitably say, but he has one. Big brother. 他每次说, 但哥哥有。 哥哥有,
his body can handle it. You're too little.
爸爸的哥哥的身体可以受到，你的身体受不了了。They're thinking about the food. 他们想的什么？他们注重什么？他们注重吃饭。 And that's just like their daddy. 像他们爸爸一样。 And that's just like every one of us. We always thinking about our food, aren't we? 我认为我们每个人都一直想吃什么。 Now maybe not you ladies, but we men were like that. 也许你们的妹妹不是这样，但是我们弟兄们就是一直想吃饭。 Yesterday we looked at that house that the pastor and the boys were at, and I noticed, I've been to the house before, but I've never seen this, what's the 露台，英文怎么说露台？ A deck, patio, lanai, open lanai. And we 昨天, 大师牧师孩子们, 他们去工作的那个地方, 我去过那个地方, 但是昨天就是我第一次发现他们在那个第二楼有一个, 露台。 And the first thing I said to the boys was, wow, this would be a great place for a men's fellowship. And I was thinking about cookout. 我一看到了就对孩子们说, 哇,这个地方很适合弟兄们, 那个聚会,团契, 我的意思是烧烤。 Because the first thing I thought was, what a place to eat. 因为我一看到了就想, 哇,这个地方很适合吃饭, 吃饭的地方。
Yeah, if you follow the Lord Jesus Christ, sometimes you're going to suffer inconvenience.
但是知道吗? 你跟随耶稣的话, 你就很可能经历 Well, bien, the Bible says there were so many people there that they could not so much as eat bread.
而且就告诉我们, 众人又聚集, 甚至他们连饭也顾不得吃。
You know, convenience was not a priority of the Lord Jesus Christ.
知道吗? 主耶稣基督, 并不优先, 并不注重,
方便,
没有优先考虑方便, 没有注重方便。
We probably think, oh, eating is my right.
我认为我们都觉得, 我们都觉得, 我们吃饭, 我们常吃饭, 这个就是我们的权利。
But Jesus had so many people to minister to that he couldn't even eat. At least not at that meal.
Yeah. 但是耶稣就因为他们要服侍那么多人, 所以他那时候也许这一顿饭, 他没有时间吃饭。
And I'm so thankful that for the Lord Jesus Christ, in his plan of rescuing us from sin, he didn't prioritize convenience.
我很高兴，我很感恩，主耶稣基督来到这个世界上，拯救我，他没有注重方便。
If he had thought about what's convenient, what's not convenient, he wouldn't have come to this earth.
如果他注重方便，什么事方便不方便，他就没有降生。
He wouldn't have lived here for 33 years.
他没有died33年住在我们中间。
And he definitely would not have died on a cross.
他就肯定不会
He wasn't concerned about convenience.
他没有注重方便,
he was concerned about obeying the Father, doing the Father's will, and doing what we needed him to do.
他注重了什么? 行神的旨意, 讨神的喜悦,
拯救我们。 As you follow the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to find that sometimes that means great inconvenience to yourself.
你跟随耶稣的时候，你就会发现，有时候跟随耶稣意味着你要经历很大的不便，很大的麻烦。
And if you wait until it's convenient to follow Jesus, you will never follow Jesus.
如果你可以享受 很方便的情况才跟随耶稣,
你就永不跟随耶稣了。 Jesus promised that those who follow him will suffer inconvenience.
耶稣承诺那些跟随他的人必定经历许多不便。
One verse, we're done.
我们再看一节经，我们就讲完了。
Mark chapter 8. Please turn there, Mark chapter 8. 现在就翻到马可福音第八章, verse 34, 34节. And when he called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross and follow me.
Is he saying,
if you follow me, it's going to be easy. It's going to be sailing with the wind.
他的意思是，你跟随我的话，你的生活就很顺利，你的生活就像就是一路顺风了。Quite
the opposite. Sorry, I didn't read in Chinese. 对不起，没有读中文。马可福音八章三十四节，耶稣叫众人和他们和他的门徒们来，对他们说。
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
He didn't promise easy. He promised inconvenience.
耶稣没有承诺
我会有很顺利的生活，
他却承诺我们要经历有麻烦的生活。 Why would I want to do that? 那我为什么要选择这样的生活呢？
Because of the gospel. Because of this one factor, the gospel.
因为有这个因素。
How does the gospel help us with this reality?
福音怎么帮助我们应对这个现实呢？
Because when we rest our hope in the crucified, risen Savior, the crucified, buried, risen Savior,
因为当我们靠那位钉在十字架上埋葬的第三天复活的救主时， trusting
that he will see us through,
并相信他会带领我们度过这一生，
and that he will glorify us with himself one day,
而且他有一天他要使我们和他一同享受荣耀。
These truths give us strength to both make the decision and then to continue following.
这些真理会使我们刚强起来，先做决定跟随耶稣，
然后不住的跟随他。 Following Jesus means many things that modern Christianity seems completely ignorant about.
我们跟随耶稣的话，我们就会经历现代基督教好像不晓得的事情。
But according to the Lord Jesus Christ, if we follow him, it's not going to be easy. 但是按照主耶稣的话， and according to the example of his apostles, 而且按照主耶稣基督使徒们的例子榜样，我们跟随耶稣这个不会容易， but it's worth it. 但很值得，很值得。Because someday we can hear him say, "Well done, well done, a good and faithful servant."
因为有一天我们可以亲耳听见他对我们说，你做得好，我的好仆人，我的好仆人。
Let us pray. 咱们来祷告。 Our Father, we thank you for our Savior, and we thank you for allowing us to follow him.
天上的父啊，我们真的感谢你赐给我们我们的救主耶稣基督，我们也感谢你让我们可以允许我们可以跟随他。
Help us to honestly say, to sincerely say, I have decided to follow Jesus, and I do.
I will forever. 请让我们每个人能够说，我已经决定，我要跟随耶稣，而且真的去跟随耶稣。一直到我们去世的那天。
We thank for the gospel and how it enables us to follow Christ.
我们为福音感谢，感谢你福音如何让我们可以跟随耶稣。
We pray in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。